The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to our show, Being Here. Wherever you are on planet Earth, it's either morning, afternoon, or evening.
I'm Ariel.
In between. I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Are you a know-it-all?
Yes.
Good.
I'm clear I know all that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you think you know it all, then there's no space for something new, for
spontaneity.
Spontaneity, creation, discovery, innocence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today, let's put on our listening ears.
Oh, I like that.
Because if you listen, I mean, really engage and listen to hear what Shia has to say. Fooled ya. Then you might discover something new. And for certain, you'll rediscover your sense of wonder. And your creativity, your intuition will follow.
You know, as you said that, there was a poem written by St. John de la Cruz, who was a monk in maybe the 17th or 16th century, I'm not sure, a long time ago. But he talked about something I don't know that I may come on randomly.
Mm.
You know, our lives have become so systematized, routinized, that we think we know everything. And we know what we know, but it doesn't leave the space for serendipity and spontaneity. And
sometimes we know what we don't know. Like, we know we don't know how to do certain functions on our computer, or we know we don't really know where a person lives. Even if they send a picture, we know we haven't been there before if we're, say, up on Facebook.
And we know what we do know, but
there are all these things we've never even remotely considered before.
We may need to go back to listening.
Okay.
Because I don't know that we talked about it sufficiently for people to get a true understanding.
Well, luckily we're not going anywhere today. We're
That's
just
true.
Following the moment
That's
as it weaves
true.
And bobs and goes to talking about listening.
Well, see, in order to truly listen, you have to suspend that internal conversation that says, oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, that's just like, oh, yeah, I heard about that once before. That internal conversation steals from you the majesty, the magnificence of the current moment, the spectacular nature of now. Because if you think you already know something, you do not look to see what's there. You say, oh, yeah, I know that.
Wasn't too long ago, Shai and I went to a friend's wedding, and one of the things that we needed to do to prepare for it was to get me an outfit that was Indian in nature, with a sari and a top, and I went to a woman who grew up in Bombay and to make the top, and I had the material, and I had the sari, which is wraps around and makes the skirt, and she says, do you know how to do this? I said, no, I'm a novice. Teach me. And everything she taught me was new. And it was really a gift to have something brand new. And also, it's a gift to be able to admit that you're a novice at things.
Well, you know, in Zen, whatever the hell Zen is, In Zen, there was something called beginner's mind, where you operated as though everything that was being said was new. See, if you truly listen, you will hear things that you don't already know. And every time you think you know, you make a mistake. The mistake is you assume that you know what the person's talking about rather than realize that their point of view is unique to them and what they have to say, if heard, truly heard, will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that's where transformation takes place, in the current moment. Transformation is not something you do. It is a phenomenon that happens when you get into real time, into this moment of now. And what gets you here is putting your listening ears on.
I have an example. A few days ago, Shai and I were speaking. And
you speak every day.
I know, but you began to tell me a story, something from the time frame before you and I met, from when you were young. And it's a story that you've told me maybe 15, 20 times over the course of our, maybe more.
We've been together almost 34 years.
The circumstances shows up and triggers the thought. And you say, oh, there was a time. And you tell me. And what was really super cool was I let go of the idea that I knew the story and listened. And you told me aspects of it that I'd never heard before. And it actually happened in a time frame that I had misremembered. And it was in a location. I had made up a different location in my head. So it was, you know, in the past. So it was very wonderful to actually be here and listen to you newly.
Yeah. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We don't want to change or fix anything about you. So if you want to be changed or fixed, watch Dr. Phil.
I like that.
You like that, huh? I do too. Our approach is about being where we are as though where we are is exactly where we need to be.
Oh, it's so much easier than working on yourself. Working on yourself doesn't work, but if you're here, everything works easily. Let's take our first caller.
Okay.
Andrea, you with us?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Where are you today?
I am in California, and it's beautiful. It's nice and sunny and calm and relaxing.
I was going to say, what can we do for you? But I thought I'd just say, what do you know? We're asking if you're a know-it-all.
Well, I know. Yeah, right? You know, there are times when I feel like I'm a know-it-all, but then there are times when I feel like I downplay what I know, in particular in an office setting where I'm seeing a patient and trying to give them an idea of what they can expect in during their therapy with me. And there are times when I want to tell a patient, you know, this looks like something that's going to be long term, but I can also sense that that's not what they want to hear. And I struggle with that at times because I feel like I want to get them better as quickly as I can, but at times I also see that that's just not the path that they're going to take with the therapy that I offer. And I just wondered if you could speak to that a little bit, because I feel like there are times when I downplay it, and it's like a struggle. It really is. It's like something that I go back and forth with.
You know what I'm finding interesting?
What's that?
That you say the therapy that I'm offering rather than saying what it is. I mean, I know you're an acupuncturist.
I do acupuncture.
Yeah, and so I'm caught by you're not saying it. It's almost as though there's an embarrassment about what you do.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think that you refrain from stating your truth in many places, not just here. If you think it's going to be a long-term thing, that's your honest opinion or point of view or perspective, given your expertise, then you'd be doing them a disservice not to tell them that right up front.
Well, whether it's a dating situation or like with you, with a client, lots of us have been trained to shave off our truth or to manipulate because we're in survival. We want
the job.
What we want. We want the job. We want to get laid. We want whatever. So we're not straightforward. Interestingly enough, when my shoulder got damaged a couple of years ago, I went to a chiropractor, Jason Levy, in another part of New Jersey, and I brought to him the report from the MRI, and included in the frozen shoulder thing, I had a little tear, and he said, I have to tell you, it's very likely not going to be a hit out of the ballpark, using a baseball analogy. It's very likely not going to totally work, but it might, and it's worth a try rather than surgery to go for it first. And I really appreciated that.
But eventually it became obvious that Ariel needed the surgery. It was the right thing to do, so we did it.
And then months later he called up and said, I was just thinking about you and I'm wondering how your healing is going. And it wasn't a manipulation to get me back. And yes, it was also an invitation, should it be appropriate to come back. Sean and I have used Dr. Levy as a person for our personal health ever since then. He was so straightforward and honest with us, and he wasn't in survival. When it became obvious that I should go a different route, he was really happy that I found a way that worked for me. And I think part of it is you're new enough into your career that you don't have enough of a track record with yourself.
And you still are afraid that you can lose the client, so you manipulate yourself to try to say it or do it right.
Mm. Yeah, I get that. I guess it's like a confidence issue in terms of even just knowing what works and what doesn't.
I think you're habituated to underselling yourself,
no,
personally.
Right. I don't think it's a confidence issue. I think it's you want the outcome you want, and you're afraid that if you're honest, you might not get it.
Mm.
You know, it's interesting how you ponder what we say rather than just hear it. Mm.
I've really seen that a lot when people go into business and they set their prices, that sometimes they'll meet with people and they'll be afraid to say, hey, a meeting with me costs $100 or $50 or $300. Like they don't want to tell the person up front for fear the person won't come.
Yeah, I saw this ad on television with, what's that guy's name? The martial artist.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, where he's selling exercise equipment. And it says $15. But it isn't $15.
For shipping for a 30-day free trial.
But they don't tell you what the cost is up front because they're afraid if you find out the cost, you're not going to invest in it. I'd much rather know the cost up front.
Right. Yeah.
Then I have an informed choice that I can make. But you can't... Andrea, you just need to be straight with whoever you're with.
Well, the other thing, I would just look and see where in your life you're going with abandon. You know, like I have this great picture I took last spring of this dog springing off a dock into the water. He just loved to jump as far as he could into the water for the joy of jumping. And it occurs to me that a lot of people hold back and everything is measured and thought out.
Yeah.
And
when I retire, then I'll have some fun.
So it goes through what you know rather than saying, hey, yes, this can help you.
Yeah. Cool. Because I remember when I got involved with acupuncture, you know, part of the reason why I decided to pursue it was because I saw what it did for others. And when I started to go through the therapy myself, it was with much more abandon.
And enthusiasm.
Cool. Yeah.
I risk letting yourself be enthusiastic. Go ahead, let yourself be a weirdo.
Yeah.
Really? We all try to fit. People try to fit. So it's like, yes, I offer this modality. No, I stick needles in you. You're going to like it.
I'll tell you That's something. Great.
I had
Thank you.
Tell people something totally too TMI, too much information. But I got acupuncture for my shoulder right after the surgery. And something happened right after acupuncture at one point where I had many, many orgasms all in one night. And I thought, wow, that was a pretty cool side benefit. So you never know. We have to go to a break after that bombshell news. So,
yeah.
Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to being here.
In a couple of days, we'll be seeing many of you.
In Cambridge, England. Jolly old England.
Yes, the art of being happy.
Happiness is something that's rare.
So if you're on this side of the pond, hop on over. Well, not this side because we're on the far side at the moment. But if you're near Cambridge, England, or if you want to fly over and join us, you're welcome.
We have some spaces available. That's July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
This Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And then in New York City, the end of the month.
July 29th, 30th, and 31st.
We're doing one of our personal favorites.
Creativity and intuition.
Ooh. If you're listening to this in the archives, Just pick something that's current and come join us.
Yes.
You can find out everything about our seminars and join our mailing list, all sorts of things.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You know it.
That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We have another caller. Let's take him.
Yes. Justin, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for being here.
No pun intended.
So, something that's come up for me recently is I find myself getting very frustrated and actually losing patience with anyone who doesn't agree with me. And that's actually never been something that I've actually dealt with until recently.
Well, I have a hit on that.
Okay.
I think you're just becoming aware of it.
Yeah.
See, I think that it's been there all along, and you are just becoming aware of it.
Because as you're describing it, Justin,
there's
a separation between you and the experience of that, meaning that you're seeing that you're that way, where before, if you're just that way, you wouldn't even notice it. It's just that person's a jerk.
Right.
They just don't know.
So you're finding yourself frustrated with people who don't agree with you, and then what?
And then it's just kind of making me second guess whether or not, and this has been more so in the workplace, if I have an idea or present something, and for whatever reason, if there's any kind of opposition, I let myself get really upset about it, to the point where I just can't let it go. And so it just kind of makes me second guess whether, one, I question my leadership skills, or I question, you know, my role, to the point where I just really let myself get upset about it. And it's something that's, again, come up recently, or it's probably maybe been there and I'm just now starting to realize it, but, it's just been, interesting.
Well, when you say you get upset about it, do you dramatize that out with people, or do you just get upset internally and fume?
Yeah, no, I take it internally and I just let it kind of boil. And then, I have this thing where I say it in my head, it's like, whatever. And then I shut down. I just stop listening. And all I can focus on is that moment of being upset, you
okay,
know, and then,
so
but then I can't let it go.
I have a few questions about it and one comment. One is, whatever, how old were you when you had that as a
catchphrase?
Mm-hmm.
The whatever.
Justin?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How old were you when whatever was one of your favorite comeback lines?
Oh my gosh. 8 or 9.
Okay, good. So that's good. That means it's triggering some old stuff. And then you say it happens a lot in a workplace setting and your leadership skills. So I'm wondering if it's happening across the board with other managers, with your bosses, or with people you're managing.
Yes, all of them. All of them. Mm-hmm. But just not, it's just random moments, you know? Sometimes, it's been random moments. And I don't know if it's just been a change in like the workplace and just, you know, I don't know where it's coming from, but it's just been something that, you know, that kind of creeps up at least a few moments daily, whether it's via email, via phone, via person to person. I don't know if it's something I'm resisting or just not seeing or,
so,
you know,
Justin,
not sure. Yeah.
You know, it is possible that you've gotten yourself upset about something. And once you're upset, everything is upsetting.
Yeah.
You know, like there might have been a while back a disappointment. And mm-hmm. you said, what was his catchphrase?
Whatever.
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 You said whatever, but whatever wasn't true.
Well, let's talk about the three principles for a moment. Because the first is anything you resist, persist, grows stronger, dominates your life. So it's entirely possible that something not even necessarily related to work, but possibly you said no to, and you put yourself in an unstable place. So the instability keeps rehappening. Mm. And the second thing is, when you're asking about this, and of course you don't want to be here, I really get that, but you can only be
exactly as you are in any given moment of now. So in this moment, you could only be on the phone with us because that's how we're communicating, or you're communicating.
Right.
So in those moments that you got yourself upset over people disagreeing with your ideas, that's the only thing you could have done in that moment.
Right.
So being upset about it doesn't allow it to complete itself. Thinking you should have said it differently, could have done it differently, doesn't allow it to complete itself.
And then the third idea is anything you see without judging
completes itself.
It really does.
So you have some judgment in place either against yourself or them for disagreeing with you.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
And that's what keeps it going.
The other thing is, it was a very interesting conversation Shia and I had not too long ago. As you probably know, we like to fly fish. And one of the things Shia does for recreation is he ties fishing flies. And there is one fly tying material that he's been using. And he has had an attitude about the person who created this amazing material that nobody else makes. And he realized that once upon a time,
years and years ago, when I first started fly fishing, maybe 25 years ago, somebody made a negative comment about this person to me. And I never met him, you know, so, but it got stuck in there.
And so his attitude has been formulated or was informed by or impressed with a prejudice, which is an idea that gets formed before you have all the information. And it just makes me wonder if somewhere a ways ago, somebody was complaining to you about where you work and your background spooling, or your computer's in the background collecting evidence for how that person is accurate.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Ariel. I like that.
Because lots of times people have just wonderful experiences of work or activities they do, and people say something catty, and it works on you, even if it's not your reality.
Mm-hmm. Is that something I have to figure out what that trigger was? Or
nope. What you need to do is just get engaged rather than trying to figure it out.
In this moment, forget about what's gone past. You can't do anything about what's gone past. If you get into current time, into real time, that's all it takes, Justin, to get back to yourself.
Which, by the way, is happening, because earlier I thought you dropped off the line. I was asking you a question and got really quiet. You were thinking.
And thinking is how you leave. Thinking takes you out of the current moment of your life.
Okay.
You know, the other thing is, we were speaking on a break, and we hadn't seen you in a while. And that's the other thing, too. If you don't regularly practice the skill set of being present, sometimes you get a bit rusty. Sometimes you
forget it even exists.
Yep.
Especially when you get upset.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely
you get upset, you were never transformed. I call it happiness amnesia.
Yeah.
When you're in the midst of an upset, you were never happy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You're just right there, just wrong. By the way, I have a feeling you have some of our books. Working on Yourself Doesn't Work has a whole right, wrong. There's a whole bunch of them that have chapters on being right versus being alive. You may want to revisit them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I will. But definitely what you said, I definitely feel a little rusty, you know, so I'm glad I got to speak with you both today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you for calling
in.
See you soon.
Okay,
man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Great.
Yeah, all right.
So we have another caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Yes.
Kareen,
are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ariel. Hello, Shaya.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Glarus in Switzerland, actually in our bakery.
Oh, excellent. The bakery. Can almost smell it.
I've been there. You got a great bakery.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I love it, too, since I've met you two.
Oh, that's right. It's a family bakery, and you didn't enjoy it so much before.
No. I thought that because it's a family bakery, it wasn't my decision to take over and be a manager of it. But
right.
I met you, and I heard you saying one time, well, you see what you want when you have a look what you have. Can I say it that way? And then I thought, okay, I take it for a hypothesis.
Right. You know what you want by what you're doing or what you have, and you took that as a hypothesis and tried it on for the purpose of testing it out as if it's true.
Yes. And then I realized, it is true. This is actually my bakery. I like to do it. I just pretend not to.
Well, you know, that's part of being a kid. You know, you pretend not to want what you have in your life. You pretend not to like what your parents say you have to do, like homework.
Yes.
Even if you like the subject.
Exactly. So that's why I just love your workshops and everything. And when I read the title of this show, Are You a Know-It-All, it was so funny. I smiled and I told my, like, I said, yes, with almost joy.
Joy, yeah. Well, good. Excellent.
Because I also, like, know that it doesn't matter if I do or if I don't know it, because I can't know everything, but I have that in me that I want to pretend that I know it all, and it's sort of my brain or whatever tells me that I feel more secure with it, with that. But it's so not true.
Well, also, most of us, when we were young and insecure, we wanted to
be more secure
and look like we knew what we were doing.
Right. You don't want to be a child. That's a bad thing.
No.
Yes, and now it's like when you said before, I'm not sure if you said it to Andrea or to Justin, but you said that it's, or even at the beginning, that the joy of wonder, like if you don't know,
right,
you can actually be like with an open mind or open eyes. It's more a sense as well. And yeah, going through my life with wonder. I
yes.
really like that.
Well, you know, one of the things that helps you go through life with wonder is sharing things with people. Because I recall when you took us through your bakery and we stopped to watch them mix like the pumpkin seeds or the sunflower seeds in the dough, or we watched them make cakes, and it was
put the icing on
stuff, and it was things that you'd been around and taken for granted, but by sharing them with us, you got to see them again with new eyes, because they were wondrous to us. We'd never seen it before.
Yeah, and you know what happens when things are wondrous? We go to a break.
Ha ha.
So
come back with us after the break.
Yeah, can you come back after the break?
Yes, please. Yes.
Excellent.
So we'll be back shortly.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
For those of you who are joining us for the Art of Being Happy coming up this weekend, you will have fulfilled the prerequisite for Costa Rica 2017. There are very few places available.
Spaces.
It may be that it'll even close out this weekend. If you want to know more, you can visit our website, of course, TransformationMadeEasy.com. If you want to know about things that are upcoming, join our email list. It's a very wonderful place. And also, you can like Transformation Made Easy on Facebook. It's all one word, Transformation Made Easy. And see what we're up to and see what people in the community have to share. The people in this community are really, really most excellent. And speaking of which, thanks to the listeners from Korea and Switzerland, where Corinne is from, and the UK, US, Germany, people all over the world. We really appreciate you tuning in and being part of our global community.
Yes, and if you enjoy the show, please share it with other people. Let them know that we exist.
Excellent.
What else is there?
Just that we have practical enlightenment.
Our new book has just been translated into Spanish and German, so they are both available on Amazon.
And again, you can find out more about what we're up to at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And we were speaking with Corinne.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello. It's so lovely to listen to you.
Yeah. You know the other thing?
No.
You can either know something or it can be a creation. So one of the things that happened also when you took us to the bakery was you started describing what people were doing, what their jobs were, and you were creating it for us in word pictures, and you were actually discovering things that you were good at, that you learned, things that you didn't even know, that you have absorbed through all of your time.
Your years of growing up in a family that owns a bakery.
Yeah.
You know, there comes a place where showing what you know, sharing what you know, whether it's the restaurant you've been to or it's sharing transformation or talking about the bakers at your bakery, where sharing that is part of what brings you life, because there's only so much riches we can have. Can you imagine baking all of that stuff and trying to eat it all yourself?
I could imagine, but I also can imagine me then.
Yeah, you can imagine you then, and also
then you wouldn't be able to get through the door.
Not at all. And maybe I wouldn't like it anymore. So,
you probably wouldn't.
No, I'm happy that people pay for it, actually.
Yes.
I bet. Hey, did you have any questions today, or did you just call in to
say hi?
Say hi and be with us.
Yes, actually, I just called in and I don't have a question. I just like to hang out with you, and when there is a possibility, I do, and I really enjoy. And I will be at the next few days in Cambridge with you, the Art of Being.
Oh, that's great. So I'll see you in a few days.
Yes.
By the way, the next international call is on Tuesday, which is the 5th, July 5th. And if you're still in Cambridge, Corinne, you can go, or you can, if you're home, there are hubs all over Europe, occasionally in the United States, because it happens in the middle of the day in the United States.
And our next Monday Night Alive that we're doing
is in a couple of weeks.
In July 18th.
Yeah, just letting people know.
In New York City.
Don't come this upcoming Monday or the Monday after. We are out of town. Corinne, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for having me. It was
really
a pleasure.
And yes, looking forward to seeing you very, very soon.
Yeah, me too.
Excellent.
We have another caller.
Let's take him, shall we?
Okay, Christian.
Hey, guys.
Where are you today?
I'm in Hamburg, Germany today.
Excellent. Right. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I do have a question currently at work. It gets like, I have like this sentence in my head, like, I know it all. So it gets a little bit rusty, not that fun anymore.
Ah, so you're saying you're a little bored because you think you know everything?
Yes, exactly. What?
Well, if you know everything, then you're definitely not being present in your life. Because life is unfolding in each moment, and it's all new, Christian. And if you think you already know it, then you're thinking.
You're on automatic.
Yes, that's how it feels. It feels like flying in an airplane, like on automatic. Like, I do my job, I know what I have to do, but there is, like, I miss the experience, the fun part, the fun, the what gives me life and joy.
Right.
Well, you're waiting for the circumstances to give you life and joy rather than fully engaging, which produces life and joy as a byproduct. I'm enjoying this conversation with you because I'm here. That conversation isn't necessarily inherently joyful.
You're still waiting for your work to produce your satisfaction as opposed to you bringing your satisfaction to what you do in your work.
Yes, I can see that, yes. Yeah.
And that's kind of backwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, you bring your aliveness to your life.
Cool, yes.
I know you have more than one occupation. I know they're also related. So when you're talking about being disengaged or bored or it's not lively at work, are you talking about the retail sales position you have or being in general, a makeup and hairstylist?
Currently, in general, as a hair and makeup artist at the shops, at the photo shoots.
Uh-huh. That's just so wild that you think that.
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. That it may have to do with the people that you're around at your shoot. That you may pick up their internal conversation about how boring their lives are and you think it's you because it's in your head.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You know, like when you touch somebody, there's a very interesting intuitive art called, what is the one where they touch things? They touch, somebody can write in and... Psychometry.
There you go.
Where they pick up objects that
like
other people
pen
have touched.
Or a watch.
We had a friend once. Her name's Holly. Not the Holly you know, but a different Holly. Lovely lady.
She lives in Chicago, I believe. Or she used to, at least.
And she was debating one year whether or not to join us in Bali, Indonesia. And
yeah,
she,
at that time, we had our retreat center in Bali, Indonesia.
And she... her company, which was a big PR firm, had a holiday party over Halloween, and they invited all these psychics as part of this Halloween party. So she went to this fellow who was a psychometrist. That was his thing. So she gave him her watch to hold. And it was around about the time Shia's uncle, Sid, had just passed away. And the guy said, "I see palm trees. I see an island." And she's like, yeah, I might go to Hawaii. He's like, no, I don't see that. It's someplace farther away. And she said, well, I have friends who are going to Bali. He said, oh, that must be it. And then he said, that hairs are raising on my hand, on my arm. Somebody, that means to me, somebody has just died. And he's come to talk to you. And his name is Sid, Uncle Sid is here to tell you to go to Bali. And what was so funny was she didn't tell us till almost like the last day of the course. She said, I have to tell you what happened. It was the weirdest thing. Now, whether you believe in that stuff or not, what if when you touch somebody, you can link up with their way of thinking and being and
relating to life. And if wow. they are perpetually bored because they think they know everything there is to know and this isn't it, well, then if you touch into them, you start thinking their thoughts. I had a friend who was here videoing us today, and he mentioned. I mentioned to him that as you get older, now I'm 75 years of age, every day I have the thought, this may be my last day. And he's a young man, he's going on 40, he's 38 or 39, mm-hmm. and he says, I don't have those thoughts, except when I go and visit my parents in Florida, and then I have those thoughts. So he picks up his parents' thoughts that this may be their last day.
Now, here's a really cool idea, Christian. What if these problems, these ideas that you know it all and it's all boring aren't a problem? What if they are an indicator that you're not fully engaged?
I really like that.
There's something we haven't talked yet about on this show, and that is being interested as opposed to interesting. So when you get really interested in the people that you're with, each moment's just this amazing adventure as opposed to, oh, yeah, I've been here. Been there, done that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. same old.
Another face. Grab a brush. Okay, so it's hair. Hair's hair. Hair isn't hair. Hair, you know, like, everybody's really different.
Yes, that's so awesome. I love that. Really. That's so awesome. Yes.
The other thing, too, is just on a purely esoteric level, sometimes I'll be leading a course with Shy, and I'll look out, and I'll see somebody, and I think, I see their hair and I think, wow, that person could really use a haircut. That just goes through my head. And then something happens and they transform. They suddenly like themselves. And I look at them and I go, wow, their hair looks really good. So how I perceive them shifts depending on how they're currently feeling about themselves. So maybe these thoughts could be your entryway into getting interested in the people that you're working with and move you toward being an inspirational force wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Wow. Wow. Yes. I really like that. I really like that. That makes like, I can already feel how the joy is coming back. Rila.
That's instantaneous transformation, my friend.
Yes.
Now, when that happened, Ariel started clapping a little bit, and she looked just like you do when you clap. So I guess you're in tune.
That's right. I feel like him.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Very sweet.
I'm so happy you called today. That is so awesome. And also your question and your willingness to listen to the answer has been such a gift for people. Because I recall we wrote about it in one of our books, Being Here, where I asked Shia a question about how come my desk was cluttered. And then I wanted to tell him that I already knew the answer. And when I stopped to listen, actually really listen.
Her desk has never been cluttered since.
And so we're sitting here at a very, very clean workspace right now. And it's all about listening.
And being willing to discover what is rather than think you already know what is.
So really super appreciate you not only asking but being willing to listen.
Yeah, and thank you for calling in, too.
Thank you guys for having me. It was awesome.
You're welcome. Hey, Christian, if you enjoyed the show, share it with your friends. You can tell people you were on this show and that they can listen to you be amazing.
Yeah, cool. I will. Cool. Excellent. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And for all the listeners out there, you do not have to wait until you're on the show in order to share it with people. It's a wonderful resource. It's global. It's a great way to keep centered. Next week's show is going to be a really fun one. It's High Class Complaints. I love this show. It's going to be really good, you know, complaining about those complainers around you. High Class Complaints.
So, we're going to end the show now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us and listening.
We'll be back next week.
So, come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.